I heard you come in. Can I sit down? Did you have a good night? No, I was just watching a film on TV. No, I'm not tired at all. Don't think I. No, you didn't wake me. In fact, I haven't actually been to bed yet. So that's okay. Oh, the film? I can't remember what it was called. But I just, it was about a guy and a girl who meet, and she ends up moving in with him, and then one day she finds that he's got these manuscripts and she reads them, and she thinks that he's this literary genius, and she tries to get him published. But I just remember the beginning of the film. They were pretty much just fucking. Like, the first 5 minutes of the film was them just fucking. And yeah, they looked like they were really doing it in real life. Yeah, no, it was good. I liked it. Yeah. So what did you get up to? Did you meet anyone nice? Yeah. Now you're just positively glowing. You look gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't meet anyone nice? Have you taken something? You just got this beautiful, beautiful aura. That's all. Oh, you're getting into bed. Okay. Did you want me to leave you? Oh, cool. Cool, because I don't feel like sleeping just yet. Okay. Thank you so much for letting me snuggle up to you. It's really nice of you. You know, I've always liked the fact that you've had time for me, even though that I'm younger than you. You never really treated me as though I was annoying, obnoxious, even though I probably was. Which is good, because I've always admired you, even idolized you to a certain extent. I don't know if you've noticed, just me watching you from afar. But it's not just me. I've always liked watching you with your friends, and you're talking and you're engaging, and everyone around you is in awe of you. But you've always been really humble about it. You've never had an ego or anything, and it's something that I've grown to appreciate. Just makes me, you know, like you more. And just not just me, but everyone. Just
you've got this presence, and it's just so infectious, and everyone just wants to be part of it. And that's why I've always loved being around you. Just being closer to you right now. I just love that energy that you've got. Just that power that you have over me, over everyone. I've just got this yearning to be in your presence. And it makes me want to get closer and closer to you. I've been wanting to tell you for so long. I've always wanted to be this close to you. Please let me kiss you. Please let me put my hands on you. Give myself to you more than anything. Now I just want to kiss my way down your back. Skin. Wanted you more than anything. Can you please roll over so I can kiss you on your lips? Please let me keep going. You don't know how much I want you.
always loved your chest. I used to always admire you whenever you had your shirt off. Did you ever notice me looking? Well, I was. So beautiful on my lips. So beautiful, my tongue. You know I'm gonna keep going down now, don't you? And I know you're not gonna stop me. Will you let me? What do you mean? Of course you know what I mean. Do you know I've always wanted to go down in you? You know, I've always wondered what your cock looked like. Color, how it felt. No, it's better. No, not just better. Will you please let me go down on you? Please. You wanna what? What do you wanna do? Yeah? Okay. Do you want me on top or do you wanna stay on my side? Okay. Alright. Okay. Alright, I'll just okay. All right. Yeah. good. I felt so good. Sucking the cock of the man I've admired for so long. His presence just drives me wild, and he's just eaten my pussy and made me come. No, I don't want to go. I want to stay. I want to stay here because I'm starting to feel tired. No, absolutely not. While I'm still your stepsister, you've honestly always got a face to fuck.